Good morning, and as the theme song indicates, it's time now for Free Range Radio. I'm Donna, and you are tuned into Free Range Radio, where we have no fences across the musical landscape. So it's also time for As the Worm Turns, and this is a program focused on organic gardening techniques, and we have with us Lance Swaggart, our local expert. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we already talked about that. I'm a little I'm a little tired. Kind of worn around the edges a little bit.
Yeah.
Going and going, but I'll talk a little more. I'll talk a little bit more about that when you're not online. Anyway, so how are you doing?
I'm good. Good. Just got my second little leaf off the truck and stored for next winter's mulching potatoes.
So you save your leaves for mulching potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll eventually get 8 loads of leaves in.
Uh-huh. And that's just for your potatoes?
No, I also use it for compost.
Oh, okay.
And I actually didn't use it all up this year.
The compost or the leaves?
The leaves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How come you just don't throw them right into the compost?
Oh, I do. But I want to make sure I have enough mulch for the potatoes before I use all of it.
So why do you use leaves instead of straw?
Well, let's see.
Okay,
come up with a good idea.
Right, a little soft shoe here.
They're easier to handle. And straw is that they're really stringy, and it's hard to get that in between the plants.
Okay.
Straw in general will still have straw is the stalks from our grain crop, either oats, wheat, rye, something like that.
And sure.
So there could still be some of those seeds there.
All and right.
You do get some weed, some grasses growing.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, it's just it's much easier. And then if you get into moldy hay and stuff, it's really not good to breed that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And also hay has a lot more grass seed and weed seeds in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't use that. I use it, but not as much.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. But, so where do you gather your leaves?
From different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
That will remain secret and not told.
No,
but,
no. There's just
different places. People that you might, whose houses you might help at. And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you had, special kind of leaf you wanted, only high alpine leaves or...
No. I actually pretty much am calling mainly cottonwood. Maple would be good. I think, most of them are. You want to steer away from walnut just because there seems to be something in the leaves that stunt the growth of plants.
Oh, really? Okay.
So walnut's the one that you want to go get away from or stay away. I mean, you can compost it, I guess, but for mulching, it's not the best.
Okay.
And pine needles. I put pine needles in compost, but again, I wouldn't mulch with it.
All right.
Maybe in perennial beds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but not in the annual beds.
All right.
But the other thing, main thing I want to talk about was just the temperatures and humidities for storing root crops, vegetables.
Okay, great.
And... So I have this list here, and I'll just go down it pretty quick. Cold and very moist. So that's saying 32 degrees to 40 and about 90 to 95% humidity. And beets, carrots, celery, Chinese cabbage, kohlrabi, leeks, parsnips.
How do you get the humidity so high?
If you have a root cellar, you would throw water on the floor. On the gravel and stuff. Buckets of water, wet towels or tarps, on the vegetables. If you're storing them in baskets or buckets of sand, you can keep the sand moist.
Uh-huh.
That way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not... I'm just trying... So you don't necessarily... So it's moisture or dampness around to keep things from drying out?
Drying out, yeah.
Okay.
So that's, it's pretty specific, and that's for optimum storage.
Okay.
And then they have cold and just moist, which is still 32 to 40, and drops down to about 80 to 90% humidity. And they have apples and cabbage and, they have short-term cauliflower and endive in there.
All right.
And then they have cool and moist. It's, and this is 40 to 50 degrees, and it's 85 to 90. And the main one in there that we use is potatoes.
All right.
And if you store potatoes too cold, they start to get, the starch starts to turn to sugar.
Right.
And so it gets sweet flavor.
Uh-huh.
And short-term, again, would be cucumbers and ripe tomatoes. Even they even have sweet peppers in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then cool and dry, 35 to 40 degrees, 60 to 70% humidity. And this is your garlic and onions.
All right.
And if you really pay attention, I usually get garlic and onions to store into June and July.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually moderately warm and dry, 50 to 60 degrees and 60 to 70% humidity, is your winter squash.
Oh, really? Okay.
And pumpkins. So, and only store your best unblemished fruits and vegetables.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So how would you, you know, what would be a, you know, a quick, well, I don't know if it's quick, but if you could maybe briefly describe a strategy, if you had a root cellar, how would you take these variable temperatures and senses of humidity, you know, in one space, or would you be needing to go to different spaces too?
Well, I definitely wouldn't be putting my winter squash or garlic and onions in a root cellar. It's too humid.
Okay.
And then there's always some place you can put in a unheated room or a closet or something.
Okay.
In the house. And the other stuff, there's vents in a root cellar. And there's one by the floor, and there's one on the roof. And the one on the floor is bringing cold air in.
Right.
And the one on the roof is gassing off.
All right.
So if you need the colder temperatures, you'd put your vegetables right around that vent.
Okay.
And if you need the drier stuff, you get away from that. And apples and cabbage, the gases coming off of them can, the apple ethylene gas coming off the apples can make things ripen.
Okay.
So you want to put those close to that vent that's venting everything out.
All right.
And cabbage can disflavor other stuff. So I've been told. I have not had that experience, but So again, you want that to be closer to the vent.
Okay.
And sometimes people say, you know, if you need it colder, put it near the door.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Little finesse there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And just one last little thing.
Uh huh.
I picked a pint of raspberries yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the latest. It used to be October 24th. Now it's October 27th.
All right. You've set yourself a new record. Great. Yeah. All right. So I also just wanted to mention to our callers that this season or this year, as the worm turn is going to continue through the winter months, because we have an underwriter for the program, which we're very grateful for. And so we're going to be trying to look at different aspects of gardening, perhaps, you know, what, philosophical aspects and, you know, strategic, you know, maybe some more strategic elements in terms of planning and that kind of thing. So we would love to hear from you all, our listeners, about anyone who you would like to hear speak on any topic, and what topics you'd like us to cover.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So you can do that by calling 1-866-KVNF-NOW, 527-4868, or you can go on the website at kvnf.org, look under short features. That's where As the Worm Turns, and there's a place there for comments, and we can then get your input and do what we can to locate the people to be a part of providing that kind of information.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later, Lance.